Welcome to Wallowing in the Shallows, the podcast that skirts the perilous drop-off of a deep dive into television and movies. We are academic nerds aspiring to become TV and movie geeks. There are no spoiler guards in the shallows, so listen at your own risk. This week, join us for a wallow in a Buffy the Vampire Slayer Season 2 rewatch. Hey, hello, peeps. Welcome to Wallowing in the Shallows. This is Tori.
And this is Rebecca. And today we are talking about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 2, Episode 20, Go Fish.
What did you think?
Not nearly as good as the last two episodes. I must admit, I do like kind of the double meaning of go fish, you know, just the fishiness. And then just how obsessed, I mean, everyone had swim team fever. So it's like, go fish, you know, like the fish or the swimmers. So That's the best thing I can say about this episode.
Yeah, Rolling Stone doesn't rank it super high. It's 106.
Now, that's not that far from the previous episode, right?
Was the previous episode
90-something?
94, yeah.
There should be so much more difference between these two.
Well, I think, you know, when we were talking about I Only Had Eyes for You, I think, again, it takes a while for people to really appreciate that one. And you have to watch it, I think, a few times for most people. Like I said, last time watching it for the podcast was when I really kind of really started appreciating it because I was watching it much more critically. So maybe that's why, you know, who knows how many times the Rolling Stone people watched it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I guess, remember how in the last episode I was kind of like, boy, this horror was actually kind of scary, kind of poltergeisty, a little bit more elevated. This episode, the scary stuff, the word I would use is schlocky, you know?
Sure.
So what a turn on a dime on almost every aspect, I would say.
Yeah, it was very much like the 1950s kind of black and white horror films that were schlocky by our standards today. So,
And oh my God, I really have some notes about some stuff that is not aged well.
Oh yeah.
So there were several places in this that just sort of, I was like, this is an episode I could have missed.
Yeah. And you'll forget about it quickly.
I'm sure I will.
I do have a summary. I wrote it myself.
Oh, perfect. Please continue.
All righty. Sunnydale State Championship-bound swim team members are disappearing, and it's up to the Scooby Gang to figure out what's fishy.
Love it. Well done. You know, you could make a career of this.
Little supplement to the retirement fund.
Absolutely.
Well, this was written by David Fury, and I guess, and he's in this, I think, pretty much to the end from this point on. And I read, or the guy from the Metaphor book said this was his first episode. I was like, really? But he wrote it along with this person named Ellen Hamilton, who I had never heard of before. And then it was directed by David Simmel, who I think has directed for them before. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to give big props to the writing. I will say I'm a little surprised we haven't had more beach in this show, just period. I kind of liked how we started on the beach vibes, and I was like, oh, the fish are going to come out of the sea, you know, and the big bonfire and everything. Though, you know, my high school had an amazing swim team. I mean, like state regularly. People who went to Olympic trials, you know, this kind of stuff. There was never the fervor for those for those athletes the way this school went crazy. And I mean, my school deserved it. Both the women and the men They kicked butt year after year. So I found that humorous.
Maybe it's a California thing. You know, us Midwesterners, if
Maybe.
it isn't football or basketball.
I will also say they clearly did not pick actual swimmers for the
No, I was
actors
like,
for
these guys look like they should be playing football.
and so yes, so I had notes, but whatever, whatever. Moving on. So we've got the beach victory party, and Dodd. What kind of name is Dodd McAlvey? I wonder where they got that.
I don't know. That is a really sorry if there's anybody out there actually named Dodd McAlvey, but that's a stupid name.
I mean, seriously. And we only see him for like 2 seconds with his cut off jean jacket
Oh,
before
God.
he loses his skin and becomes a fish. So
And how did
Dodd
his,
is quick in and out.
yeah, and how did Gage not hear him changing or
All they ever
anything?
do is hear the smell. I mean,
They,
not hear the smell.
I was just gonna say they
They
would.
only hear the smell. They only smell it. They smell that they must stink inside when they emerge from the skin.
Well, fish are stinky.
Well, yeah, I guess
You know, when
so.
they're in their raw state. Well, I think they stink even when they're cooked, but
Well,
but
these are
yeah.
and these are some big fish, so there's a big sting.
Yeah. I mean, most obvious shout out to the creatures from the Black Lagoon. It's like,
Yes.
okay, let's not even try to hide it.
Oh, that's right. 'Cause later when Cordelia says creature from the Blue Lagoon, that's why Xander says Brooke Shields. And I was like, no, what? She's right. No, it's Black Lagoon. Okay. I was right with Cordelia. So okay. Thank you. That clears a little missing link up for me.
I know. I laugh really hard though when Xander does say, "No, the creature from the Blue Lagoon is Brooke Shields." I was like, and of course, I'm thinking I forgot about that line, but I was in my head going, "Oh, that's Brooke Shields," and I can't remember the name of the guy in that. I never can, but it doesn't
Christopher
matter.
Atkins, I think, or
Ah, that
it's
well,
the real American hero, right?
I thought,
Oh no,
no,
somebody else.
that's somebody
But
else.
isn't Atkins?
I think you're right. I think it is Christopher Atkins, but that's
But the
not
real
the
American hero is somebody else.
correct.
Yeah.
He's,
Okay. I think that's right. I just should have quit while I was ahead and not tried. I know that the same guy did a short stint on the show Dallas, but
The guy playing
also
Dodd.
Christopher. No. I'm sorry, Christopher Atkins.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
Okay.
let's
You'll
go. Let's get back to Dodd. Let's get back to Dodd. Let's get the hell out of Dodd.
Oh, nice one. Did
Thank you.
that
Thank you.
just come off the top of your head?
It sure did.
Nice.
It sure did. Who knew it? Speaking of Dodd, I thought maybe it was Dodd making the pass or trying to not make a pass, just be super cool and then become super predatory later. But that was Cameron. And what's up, Cameron Walker? A true mother giving birth to new life and devouring the old?
Yeah, I was I'm like, boy, this guy's really laying it on. Trying to be all deep and poetic about the ocean and see, Buffy, how deep I am and intellectual.
But I'm going to become a total and complete ass
Oh my
in
God.
12 hours.
I do like in the beach scene where Cordelia and Willow and Xander are talking, and Cordelia's like,
It's about time our school excelled at something.
Willow's like,
You're forgetting our high mortality rate.
and Xander yells,
We're number one.
I had that down. That was very good. Shout out high mortality rate.
Yes. And I don't know if you remember, because I mentioned this background actor last week, the winking girl who was in the
Oh my
hallway
God.
scene in Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. She's
Yes.
dancing in the background in this scene.
Mr. Again. I missed her again.
Yeah, I'm just going to refer to her now as the winking girl. It'll be interesting to see if she continues on in season three.
Yeah, keep an eye on her for me. Maybe one of these days I'll recognize her.
Will do. So, yeah, and I think, Buffy gives us a little glimpse into what's going on inside her head when
Yes.
Cam's saying that they go swim in the ocean, they swim against the current, and she's like, that's how I feel most of the time.
Totally.
Yep. Yeah. And poor Squiggy.
Oh, yes, John.
Jonathan, yep.
Is that his? Yes.
Jonathan, yeah.
I'd like to call him Squiggy. Jonathan always shows up when somebody needs to be picked on.
Yeah, he's the little guy.
Yeah.
But with that scene with Jonathan, and then, of course, Buffy stepping in to help him out, kind of really harkens back to the Halloween episode
Yes.
when Xander gets mad at her for when she helps him out with Larry.
Right.
But, Buffy just can't help herself.
Well, these luckily so in the exact opposite, Gage, after Buffy helps him, is like, walk me home. So I mean, at first Gage, and actually understandably, Gage is like, why the hell are you following me around? Right? I mean, because she is just 10 feet away from him nonstop. So I could not begrudge him his response. But then when she does save him from Angel, who he was going to be all right anyway because he was poisoned fish blood, that I think that's an appropriate reaction. Okay, you saved my butt. There are things around here I can't understand. Yes, you seem to be powerful. Please, I will accept your protection.
Did you recognize that actor playing Gage?
Yes, I did. I looked him up. I was like, that guy looks familiar. He looks like a baby, but he looks so familiar. Wentworth Miller. And I did not watch all the show, but I did start it. I know he was in Prison Break. I think, but I know he's been in other stuff, but I think Prison Break is sort of what I recognized him from.
Yeah, I think that was one of his big roles, that and Legends of Tomorrow. Neither of which I which neither of which Here we go.
Yeah, you bet.
Tori's amazing command of the English language. I haven't watched either of those, but I did recognize him from Underworld, the movie.
Okay. I'm not sure. I may have seen it. I'm not remembering it well.
It's that werewolf vampire one
Okay.
with Kate Beckinsale, or it's not Dale Beckinsale.
Yeah, it's Beckinsale. Yes, I'm just gonna go with Prison Break. I recognized him and I remembered him from Prison Break.
Of course, I know him because this is his first TV appearance at Buffy. So, I mean, Buffy is what I first know him from, but I knew I had seen him in other things. And I was looking at his stuff and I'm like, oh, it's got to be Underworld. But evidently, he was in two Mariah Carey videos.
Well, what do you know?
I thought, okay, that's an interesting little career note.
Yeah, maybe he's either got some moves or some pipes.
I didn't go look for them because I can't really stand Mariah Carey. Sorry, Mariah Carey fans. She's just not my cup of tea when it comes to music.
Sure.
Anyhow.
Well, moving back, I cannot believe that Willow is tasked with finishing out the term. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Callender worked there full time. Is Willow going to class or does she just teach all day?
That's a good question. I do not know.
There are so many layers of wrongness to this. I can't even start. And then Snyder is giving her grade pressure.
Oh
And
my God.
it's like, I'm a student here. Of course, oh, my integrity. Oh, I'm a student here. Okay, I'll just do what you say. I cannot even. And when she catches Gage playing solitaire with the nudie cards or whatever, it's like, yeah, what power does she have? What is, I can't believe this class is going as well as it is, and they cannot find anyone but a student to complete the term. I don't know. I'm
Yeah.
just having a little trouble suspending my disbelief on this one.
Well, maybe it's just that the smart computer people are like, fuck no, I ain't gonna live in Sunnydale. You know what their death mortality rate is there?
Well, that's fair. They're looking at their computers, which apparently they can check student health records on
Yeah.
and get all sorts of other information. And so they know this hellmouth area is not where they want to work.
I think that's got to be it.
Okay.
Because, I
Okay.
mean, they're not too, I mean, California, of course, at that time is the place to be if you're doing any kind of computer stuff.
Absolutely.
So,
Sunnydale could be the highway to Silicon Valley.
exactly. Maybe it's exactly halfway between LA and Silicon Valley. But who knows? Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God. I just grind my teeth during this episode about the grade
Yes.
pressuring.
Which, again, wrong on so many levels.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on at this school?
Yeah. And Snyder, I never said such a thing. All I'm suggesting is that you recheck your figures. I'm
My
like,
figures are correct, Snyder.
yeah.
Get your nose out of my business.
Yes.
But since you are my principal and I am a student, not an employee here, I guess I will just change this grade.
Yeah, were they paying Willow?
I know. Is she just getting extra credit that she doesn't need? It's really messed up, the whole situation.
Yeah.
So going from one messed up situation to another, we never saw this Cameron Walker before, but
Right.
the day after he waxes poetic on the beach, he's apparently giving Buffy a ride and is suddenly gets totally aggressive with her. She defends herself. And then she gets in trouble.
Yeah.
And we have the victim shaming about, look at that dress. Ugh, I just hated everything about the Snyder, Cam, Buffy, yeah, thing. It
It's
is awful.
just so unfortunately representative of the time. You know, today they wouldn't be able to get away with that. They'd all be losing their jobs or end up in court. But it was representative of the time. But
Terrible.
yeah, I hate it all. I'm like, that's, yeah, let's just go ahead and blame her. He's totally blamed. And that smirk on his face when the coach and Snyder and the nurse, I think, I'll leave the room. Oh, I was like, oh, Buffy, I just want you to smack that smirk off of this face.
I'm glad his skin peels off less than 10 minutes later.
Yeah, there's karma.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
There's
Now,
some karma.
this nurse, Conchata Farrell, is that it? Wow. I feel like I've seen her in a ton of stuff. I don't know if this is early on in her career or if she had done a bunch before, but I'm like, okay, we got to see her more than in just this scene because she's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I think this was probably fairly early on, but I always remember her. In fact, I forgot she was in this episode. I remember her from Mystic Pizza, the movie. Have you seen that?
I have.
I love that movie. I mean, is it in my
It's.
top 10 favorites? No, but I always really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like her. I just have a good impression of her from a variety of things I've seen her in. So it was interesting to see her in this role. And for a while, I thought maybe she was the big bad, but no, she was complicit when she thought it was helping. And then, as soon as she found out it was dangerous, she tried to stop it and was ended.
Coach, she's a bad coach.
Oh, bad, bad coach. When Cam was in the steam room in the next scene, I was like, Cam is getting a good steam in, probably during computer class.
Probably. Man, I loved when Buffy slammed his face into the steering wheel.
He so deserved every moment of pain.
You know, when my nieces got to dating age, I told them this story my mom told my sister and I when we got to dating age. When, you know, my mom was in high school She and her friend Janet went on this double date with these boys. They met at Harrison Lake. And so they went to this dance. And on the way home, I guess, they pulled off, right, and started to make the moves on Mom and Janet. And Janet, I mean, was scared enough that she started crying in the back seat. And, this guy's trying to put the moves on my mom. And my mom's like, "You clearly don't know who my brothers are," and proceeds to take off her little kitten pump and beat the hell out of the guy. And he's like,
Nice.
he peels out and drops him off. And so I was like, I got to tell this to the girls when they get old enough and to just show them, you don't have to take shit from these guys. Fight back. And it was kind of funny. My niece Keisha was like, "Grandma did what?" But
Nice.
anyways, I'm like, yeah, Mom had a little Buffy in her.
I like it.
Like, who needed her brother? She took care of the situation herself.
Exactly. Exactly. What did she even need to say that for? I guess maybe to be like, so I know how to fight.
Yeah, I love that story about my mom.
Nice.
All right. I didn't really understand the library scene that came after that because, Buffy's going on and telling them what happened, and she gets this look from them all like, what the hell? Why are you going on about this? Did that strike you as weird?
Very weird. I was like, listen, she was like assaulted. It almost seemed like they thought it was her fault too. I did not like that. I didn't. It was jarring. It was weird. It was what's happening here?
I'm like, why are you all not really offended and outraged for her? Not just that she was assaulted, but that the coach and Snyder are blaming her for it. Yeah, I hated that. Hated it. Really hated it. I don't care if they were researching because Dodd's meat suit was found and they were trying to find some beastie to explain it. I don't care. It was inappropriate.
Yes, and I just feel like there were and we're not through all of them yet. There were just so many variations on that same theme
Yeah,
that
it's the whole
just
episode.
troubled me throughout. So, yes, I did not like the writing of this episode.
Yeah, I think why it's rated so lowly. So low. God. Hello. I am really struggling today.
Lowly.
Anyhow, I did like, I mean, there were quite a few pop culture references, and this
Okay,
is one
let's
of the
go with
big
that.
ones. There was a big
Okay.
one in this one. Did you catch it?
Well, tell me what it is.
When Xander says,
In other words, this was no boating accident.
Okay, so is that Jaws?
It is.
Okay.
It is. It is. And that's the when Hooper, Richard Dreyfuss's character, is examining the hand from the beach. Xander's always coming up with them. What
It's
were some of
true.
the other ones? Well, I mean, I don't know if we can
Well,
consider
the Black Lagoon, Blue Lagoon
the Black
one.
Lagoon, Blue Lagoon. I don't know if we can consider Gertrude Ederle as a pop culture reference, but maybe.
What?
The Gertrude Ederle, the first woman to swim the English Channel, Pam says that. And
Wow.
I did check. I was like, is that correct? And it actually is correct. And she was an American competition swimmer, Olympic champion. And she was the first woman to swim the English Channel on August 6, 1926.
Very cool. I feel like, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to just jump to another pop culture reference, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, I remember something about the English Channel being swum by a woman, but I thought it was much more recent. And by much more recent, I mean like 90s, 2000s, but that, because that name doesn't sound familiar. But anyway,
There
it
was.
doesn't.
I don't know who, but
Aha.
I think I've heard that too, because I was a little bit surprised that it was 1926, because I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. But, and I didn't bother to look that up, but I think I know what you're referencing.
Because that name does not sound familiar to me.
Yeah. Yes. Of course, now I'm like, okay, must look it up.
Well, sure
Women
enough,
who
that's the first name
have.
to come up with women
The
Woman
English.
Swimming English Channel.
Yeah. List of successful. Jesus. Maybe we should just stop.
Okay. Chloe McArdle, she did a solo crossing of the English Channel, and it's the world record for the longest open water swim.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Now,
What year
and
was
she
that?
was born in 85, so when was the
Oh.
swim? Oh my gosh. Eight crossings in one season and three crossings in one week.
Okay.
2010, 2012, 2017. Boy, she just could not get enough of the
I
of swimming the
guess.
channel. I'm not sure if that's the person I'm thinking of, but anyway, I guess there is more than one category for these swims.
I don't, that name isn't familiar to me. What's
But
the
McArdle did it
thing
first.
about that?
Maybe there's an American that did it, and we would have heard that.
Yeah. I can't remember. But yeah, Gertrude Ederle didn't sound familiar to me.
Oh, well, Gertrude Ederle is American, so she was the first American.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't
well,
know.
I'm
But
sorry,
that,
Gertrude Ederle.
yeah.
I way to go.
I want to say it was earlier than that, though. And maybe it's somebody who didn't successfully do it and
Right,
had
maybe died.
some problems. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering now. And
Okay.
now I'm wondering, do
Well,
they swim it? Is it at the narrowest point or the widest point? Okay, we're way off track here.
yeah, yes, we definitely are.
We're out
Okay.
of the shallows.
Okay, we're into the channel.
And we're into
Okay.
the
So,
channel.
were there any other pop culture references?
Well, one for sure, after Xander's been in the steam room and he says three times a fish guy is kind of an oblique reference to three times a lady by the
Okay.
Commodores.
Okay.
And then, of
Okay, I'm
course,
familiar with the
when,
song.
yeah, and then, of course, when Coach dumps Conchata and then Buffy into the sewer area, those have real aliens vibes, you know, when that little girl gets lost in the kind of underground water tunnels.
Yeah, I've got a real big problem with that scene.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about it now?
We can wait till we get there.
All right. All
But
right.
it's all I can think of when I think of the scene where Buffy gets thrown in. Okay. So we'll move to some other inappropriate thing that was said. You ran like a woman?
Oh
Come
God,
on.
yep.
Come on, Cordelia.
Yes.
And
Yes.
I thought that quite possibly the biggest offense in your mind might have been that the phrase "from whence it came" was spoken.
I did highlight that. Ever since I learned how we've been saying it incorrectly forever, now it drives me crazy every time I hear it or read it. From. It's just whence, people. There's no from whence. Whence means from. So what you're saying from whence, it's from. Pet peevish much, Tori?
Well, I knew it would be, I knew it would be noted.
Oh. And then Buffy's like, from whence? That's right, Buffy, you said it wrong. That's why. Not that you actually pulled whence out of the air, but it's because you're saying it wrong. Sorry. And Giles doesn't correct her. Come on, Giles. Just for that, I'm going to call you Giles.
And mean it.
And mean it, damn it. Yep. Did you think Buffy's cholesterol thing was funny?
I
You
didn't get
know?
it.
Well, you know, Xander says the skin is the best part. And
Oh, okay. And the skin, like in fried chicken and whatever. Okay. Clearly I missed it, but thanks for explaining the joke. And so maybe Buffy's right. I'm laughing later.
It just made me hungry for Kentucky Fried Chicken, I have to admit. I was like, yeah, chicken skin, all nice and fried up.
Oh my gosh, I had Heaven Sent less than a week ago, so
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah,
As I was
yeah.
saying Kentucky Fried Chicken, a voice in the back of my head was going, "What about Heaven Sent?" Yeah, I like their chicken fingers. Do you get the spicy or the regular?
Spicy for
Oh, yeah.
sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it
Okay,
was
now I'm
tasty.
hungry for that. Okay.
Okay. So moving on, let's see. Oh, Willow in the questioning scene of Jonathan. Loved the light. Where were you on the night of September 17th? You know, but I must ask, what material was that jumper made of?
Thank you. I do not know. And the shirt she had on under it, I'm like, oh, why?
Disturbing.
You know, this season is just so weird for Willow's wardrobe because there are elements of her wardrobe sometimes that are nice, right? And
Right.
they pair it with shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? In fact, that's
What
what
is
my
going
note says.
on?
What the fuck is that shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, the jumper itself. I couldn't even go there. I could not go to the jumper.
It looked like mohair. That's what
Oh,
I thought it looked fuzzy and thick and
yeah.
bizarro.
Oh, I bet it was. Where the hell did they find that?
I don't
Wow.
know.
Somebody was scouring some thrift stores.
So Buffy is stalking Gage.
Well, let's back up a bit before we get
Oh,
to that, okay?
okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because in the scene where Xander and Cam run into each other
Oh,
in the
yes.
hallway, right? Did you notice, this is after they stop moving around and they're standing and kind of squaring off against one another?
Yes, and there's like no one else in the school.
No one else in the school, but I'm starting to think their set people really went to great lengths to either find appropriate posters or to create them.
Oh, wow.
There's a poster in the background of a scrunched up cigarette and it says, "Ban the butt."
Wow.
And this I put down, is this a not so subtle reference to Cam?
Ban
The
the
butt.
butt.
Because Cam's an asshole.
Oh my gosh.
And
Wow.
that's how they could kind of put that in without calling Cam an asshole.
But it's not Cam, right? It's Gage?
Cameron,
Or is
no,
it Cam?
it's
Oh, it's
Cameron.
Cam with the nose. Okay, I'm
Yeah.
so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, now I'm totally with you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, because that's right. He even says, "Oh, your nose
Yeah,
fits
because
you," or
he,
something like
well,
that.
he calls Xander a loser and he, and Xander, so Xander brings up his nose because he
Yeah.
got busted by Buffy.
Yeah. I love seeing what Buffy does to you. It's
Yes, yes. So, anyway, I wondered when I saw that poster in the background, I was like, whoa, I wonder if that's a reference to Cam.
interesting. Nice deep cut there.
I'm just gonna, again, it's going into my head canon as the set people are really on top of it. And they're putting
Okay.
subtle references in the background. Because remember when we were talking about when Buffy was in the passion episode, Buffy was worried about her mom. And there
Yes.
was the, was that the panic poster? Or was that, I think it might be the panic poster. And then there's a scene with, or it might be the one where there was the self-defense class or something. Anyways, but there's often posters now I'm noticing in the background that kind of refer to what's going on in the
Bit.
scene. Yeah. So,
I yes. Okay, this is definitely worth continuing to look at because I know you are correct. I may not have caught this one, but I've definitely seen other posters that were perfect.
Yeah,
And
I like
others
that
that were
one.
just kind of interesting, like the English writers and the computer
Right,
terms.
right, right.
There's a lot of posters in this high school.
There are a lot of posters in this hospital. Oh my goodness, in the school. Maybe we shouldn't record in the evening.
It's harder.
Can't
It's
even put it
harder.
down to wine. I'm drinking water. Yeah. Okay, now we can move back up to whatever where we were. We were past Jonathan's interrogation.
Right.
Oh, and then Coach and Snyder, Xander overhears them saying they need another person for the team.
Right.
The next scene, right, we're at the Bronze and Buffy's stalking Gage.
Yes.
And I thought this, and they do this with songs too, like they're doing with the posters. The song is like, if you'd listen, we wouldn't have to go through this. Because we know Gage is going to listen to anything she has to say, and so forth. So, but if he'd have just listened to her, he wouldn't have gotten attacked by Angel.
No doubt, but wasn't that interesting? And did you get the kind of impression that Angel wasn't just going to kill him, he was going to turn him into a vampire?
Yeah, I definitely
And
got that impression.
but it was too nasty. He was too fishy. He was just like Tori. He did not like the fish.
Yes. Oh,
And
never mind
clearly,
Angel.
that humanity is only skin deep because it's just a fish boy lurking underneath there, waiting to rip out.
I'm gonna come back to that toward at the end. So I do have a trivia question here.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So this is in the bronze.
Oh, dear. Okay.
What
Okay.
yummy goodness is in the cake stand on the bar of the bronze?
Oh, I don't know. I don't
Animal
know.
crackers.
Oh my gosh, I love animal crackers. It's been a long
I
time.
think that was an homage to Oz.
Oh, and
And
the
I,
monkey with the pants or whatever.
yeah, they have the whole animal cracker bit.
Oh, yeah, we need Oz back.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this is when he was maybe
Had a real
filming.
gig.
Yeah, like maybe one of the Austin Powers movies or something. I don't know when Austin Powers was
It's
filmed.
entirely possible.
Well, they were doing international. Well, that movie came out in 1997, so it's he might have been filming it. And then The Spy Who Shagged Me came out in 1999. I bet that's what it was. I bet he was filming for one of those. And they just didn't put him in anything. But we got a little shout out to him there in the bronze. Don't forget
Wow.
us, people.
Yeah, no, I shall never forget. Famous last words.
Okay, you were going to say something, and I.
Oh, no, I just, we were talking about Angel. I had said about Angel maybe making Gage a vampire, but then he didn't taste good.
Right.
And so, really, Gage was going to be okay no matter what. But then we had him. He was afraid. He did not like being bitten in the neck
He did
and
not.
wanted Buffy to walk him home.
Yeah. Well, I thought of all the people that they had on the swim team, he looked most like a swimmer. He was kind of tall and
Yes,
had
and
more of a swimmer.
broad-shouldered. I mean, you gotta have the broad shoulders. That's, you can't swim without them. I mean, you can't swim fast.
Yeah.
You can swim. You can swim, but maybe not competitively.
Yeah. Do swimmers still wear Speedos?
You know, the remember at one of the Olympics they were wearing like those shark fin suits or something, and those got
Oh.
banned or something. I think I'm not I think I'm not sure. But there has been some evolution with that, but I do still think they're pretty small. But they may be more like biker shorts now
Yeah,
than
that's what I was
Speedo
wondering.
pants. Yeah, I think they've kind of evolved to that. But it was a whole like body suit that not full body, but kind of half body suit for a while there during part of the Michael Phelps era. But anyway, it's been a little while since I've watched swimming, but
Well, we'll get a chance to
very
this
soon.
summer.
Yeah, Summer Olympics coming up.
Did I tell you that my massage therapist is going to the Olympics? As a
No
massage therapist
way. That's so
for one of the teams. I mean, it's of course a USA team, but I'm not going to say which sport because she can't announce it yet.
okay. Well, I hope to find out as soon as that's available information. That's so cool.
Yeah, isn't it cool? She's that good.
Oh, hey,
So
nice.
she's super excited. She just got her kit, and it's got all the like her uniform and the little pins that they all get and trade and
That is so awesome. You are going to have to watch that sport carefully. Just to see if she's ever, I don't know, on the sidelines, where, whatever the sidelines are for that particular event, you'll have to
Yeah.
see.
I don't know if they'll have massage tables on the sideline.
Well, you just don't know.
But yeah, she's super, super, super excited.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. She's actually headed overseas in a couple days with the team as they're doing
Is it in
some.
France?
Yeah, the Olympics are in Paris this year.
Okay. Well,
She's,
very
yeah, and
exciting.
like she said, like one of her old clients has an apartment
Oh,
in
wow.
Paris. And so after the Olympics, she and her hubby are going to stay for a while and in the apartment. And
How perfect. Well, a
yeah.
little French summer vacation. That sounds fabulous.
Wee. Not the Scottish wee. Oui.
Correct.
So, yeah, I'm off track again, but I'm super excited. I'm super
Oh, well,
excited for her.
that's an important tangent. We're going to have to come back to that as the Olympics evolve.
Yeah, I hope they do well. But yeah, so this brings us to the big pool scene with the big reveal in more ways than one.
And more ways than one. Xander doing the swim team thing.
Yeah.
And Cordelia is all about it.
Oh, yes, she is. So is Willow. Willow ain't too shy about it
It's true.
either. Xander or Cordelia, what the hell are you doing here? Xander, I'm undercover. Buffy.
Not under much.
Very good.
Yeah, I think of some of Cordelia's shallowness from season one comes through in this episode where she's so
Yes.
stoked about dating a premier athlete on the swim team.
Which, I'm sorry, they've lost their top three swimmers. They're totally dipping into the reserves. We never
Yeah.
find out the result of state, but I can't imagine it goes well.
Yes. And then,
Plus,
boy, yeah, and Danver.
good old Danver.
Good old
Who's
Danver.
Danver?
Tori has totally lost command of the English language. No, he can't. Did you see that dive he did? I'm like, holy shit, nobody that dives like that is going to make the swim team. He just like belly smacked
It
the
was a belly flop.
water. I was
No,
like, ooh, yeah.
that did not look good.
No, it looked painful, actually.
Yes.
Says somebody who can't dive at all, but hey, I watched swim teams. I know what it's
You know
supposed
what
to
they're
be.
supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And, they're not even doping anymore, right? They're on the blood transfusions to help avoid the rest of them turning into fish. So
Not yet.
they, well, not yet, but I mean, before the meet. So I'm just talking about their likelihood of winning state. I
Oh,
don't think they're going
yes.
to win it
I don't think
because
so
as
either.
we move forward, they've lost three of their best swimmers and the
Well,
rest of their swimmers
four
aren't
now, right?
jumping
Because
yet.
Sean becomes one of the beasties, which is one of my questions, right? At the end, when we see the three of them out in the ocean, I'm like, where is the fourth one?
Good point. Good point. I forgot all about Sean.
Yeah. I don't know. I was wondering, it just popped into my head as we were chatting. You remember how I mentioned in the Halloween episode that Allison Hannigan was really concerned about showing her midriff, and so she really worked out.
Yes.
I wonder if Xander, yes, Xander, but if Nicholas Brennan was told ahead of time that he was going to have to do a Speedo scene later in the season, because he's looked fit through this whole season, and I'm wondering if he got a heads up.
And decided to put in some work at the gym.
Yeah, a little bit of gym time.
Well,
So
he did look quite good.
he did, yeah. Oh yeah, there's no two ways about
Yeah.
that. Okay, anyway. Moving on.
Moving on. So we discover that it's not a fish monster killing the boys. It
Right.
is the fish monster coming out of the fish monster is the boys.
Yes. And this is where myth metaphor guy, he said, his post was kind of funny because he's like, I really struggle with making anything of this episode, but he does posit that the monsters represent Buffy's blame of herself about Angel. Right, so these are the internal monsters that we deal with.
Well, and if at the end of the episode we find that she's let some of those monsters go free, and the next episode she'll be a little less burdened, then I might go ahead and buy it.
Ah.
But if not, I don't know.
Ah. Well, let's mark that and
Okay.
try to remember to come back to it when we do Becoming One and Two next
Because
time.
it is interesting how she just has a feeling that they've left. How does she know this? It was kind of weird, but it would fit in with this theory.
Well, Cam does wax quite poetic about the ocean, so I think that's where she got the they're going home thing. But, well, at least three of them are going home. We don't know what happened to the fourth one.
We don't know what happened to him. He shouldn't have gone in the chlorine. He's been desalinated.
Exactly. But anyways, and he also talks about how the sea is, according to Jung, the most commonest symbol for the unconscious or the subconscious.
Okay.
So I don't know. And he also suggests that's what he really thinks it is, I think. But he suggests that possibly the monsters represent Buffy's fear that she was a woman of loose morals, although that's not the
Oh.
word he used, for sleeping with Angel and causing all this problems. I think I'm gonna go with the first one, right?
I like
Struggle.
the first one a lot better.
Yeah, struggling with inner monsters. Because we all have inner demons that we struggle with.
Okay.
All right. So that's all I
So,
had to say about that.
okay, well, that's the deepest thing we can possibly get out of this. So the at I have this realization at this moment that other than kind of fighting with a few people who sort of interrupted the transfiguration here, or the emerging from the cocoon, it was like, oh my gosh, well, these fish people, they really haven't done anything wrong. And then, like, just after that, then the nurse gets thrown into the pit and gets eaten by the fish people.
But I don't
So I'm
think
like,
that's the fish people doing anything wrong. That's Coach. I mean, because the fish are now just animals.
okay, so they
So
would
I've,
eat whatever. Okay,
yeah.
okay. So they're not in the, well, okay. Then what do you think about when he throws Buffy in there and says boys have other needs besides food?
Well,
Is that just
really.
animal instinct as well?
Well, even humans, right? Because we are animals, we have to reproduce and we need to have food and water. And, that's kind of the biological imperative, eat and have sex for so you can make little babies.
So, do the fish still identify as human? And so they want to have sex with a human?
Well,
I don't know where the line is here between
right.
their ability to discern good versus full-on raping her, which is clearly what the coach's plan is, which is absolutely horrific. And I hate the coach.
Yeah, they'd be, I mean, if we think about animal behavior, I don't think they would recognize Buffy as a potential mate unless there's
Yeah.
still a human spark in the brain, and we don't know
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. And then if there's a human spark in the brain, then they should know better than to, I don't know. It's a real murky area here that I don't care for. But the clear, you're absolutely right. The one who is most to blame for all of this is the coach.
And his comment about the fish DNA studies out of the Soviet Union?
Yeah. When in doubt, blame it on the Russians.
Blame it on the Russians. But it did cause me to do a little bit of research.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was wondering in the back of my head, well, in the 70s and 80s, there was always a lot of controversy like, the Russians
Doping.
are using, doping. And then in the 90s, there was that huge doping scandal with the Soviet Union about the Olympics that were going to be in China. But I did find out there was in the early 20th century, I'm going to say this is post-World War I, where the Soviet scientist named Ilya Ivanov was experimenting in creating chimeras.
Whoa.
And he was trying to make a human chimpanzee chimera called humanzees.
Oh my God, those sound like pajamas.
They do. So I couldn't find anything specific about the experiments with fish DNA, but there was some odd
That is
biological
fascinating.
experimentation going on in the communist Russia.
You know, it's like Million Dollar Man, stronger, faster, whatever. What? Chimpanzee? I mean, where are we going here? I guess maybe similar DNA. I don't know, but I what's the plan, Phil? Right? I mean, what's the end goal here for the humanity? Just to say you can do it?
I was just reading. I read several articles, but the one I kind of landed on was the Grunge article. It's called Messed Up Experiments That the Soviet Union Conducted. Listen to some of these.
Oh God.
Decapitated dogs Frankensteined to life.
Whoa.
And I'm going to say this wrong, and I've always said it wrong. It's the, what's the, how do you pronounce the dog? The help dog that gate, that guarded the gate.
Cerberus?
Yes, Cerberus one head less. wholesale dog slaughter via nerve gas.
God,
Here we go.
these
Human
dogs.
plus chimpanzee equals human Z.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That is just too funny a name.
So he artificially, and then they have in parentheses, we hope, inseminated a female chimpanzee with human sperm in
Oh my
order to
God.
make a human Z. Ah. The goal was to make a Soviet super soldier.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. By 1929, when it wasn't working, he wanted to impregnate human females with chimp sperm.
Oh
But
God.
that one never took place. And the last sentence here is, no human Zs were ever successfully born. Wow. Okay.
Well, I think we know where he got the sperm.
Well, it looks like some dude in at the University of Albany caught wind of it and then tried to conduct his own experiments in Florida in the 1920s.
Of course, it was in Florida.
He says they succeeded, but there's no evidence that it did. Said they got freaked out and killed the infant.
I think there is evidence.
So, yeah, and then it looks like they also did a lot of experiments with different poisons. They actually intentionally starved people.
I mean, you know what? America's got no reason to be snide either.
Oh no.
We've done horrific
Oh
stuff.
hell yeah.
Science has, you know, the mad scientist is real.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I talk to my students about that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just the DNA comment that the coach made, I was like, did they really do that? Or
Yeah,
so,
I'm glad you checked out that particular rabbit hole. That's interesting.
yeah, I mean, again, I couldn't find anything about fishes specifically, but I ran across all these other things they were doing. So I think it wasn't out of the realm of possibility. So who knows? Maybe they were. I did find one where they were doing these experiments with like deep sea habitation, and they weren't supposed to be doing it, but they did it anyways. They wanted to see what the effects of living at deep sea levels would, what that would affect would be on people. But they used athletes. Wow.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to reveal from this deep dive?
Nah, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, shall we move on to what is my favorite part of the episode?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Okay. So I call it True Confessions with Cordelia. What's the chap's name? Brad, you said the fourth boy.
Sean.
Sean. Yeah, Sean, Brad, whatever. When he is swimming through the water and Cordelia sees he's a fish man and thinks it's Xander, she kind of goes deep a bit
She does.
and really is expressing true deep feelings for Xander and goes so far as to say, you know, is like, we can make it work, but goes so far as to say,
I understand if you want to see other fish.
And then Xander's like, that's not me. But she goes on for quite a while. I
She
mean, we
does.
really get the sense, and some of it is silly, but some of it, I mean, she's not just like, oh my God, she has the depth to think, and I think it's not just blinded by the swim team because she has to understand that he's not going to compete on the swim team anymore now that he's a fish, that she really cares about him.
Yeah, she doesn't immediately go to, oh, you're a fish now, we gotta break up.
Yeah.
We'll figure out a way to
So
make it work.
I thought this was adorable, and I liked the revelation of Cordelia's deeper feelings for Xander, which I have always believed to be so.
You know, something occurred to me while I was watching it this time. This scene specifically. You know how I've been bitching about Cordelia's outfits?
Oh, yes.
It occurred to me, perhaps, because they knew they were going to put Xander and Cordelia together, that they were trying to nerd her up a bit, you know, with all the sweater sets and stuff,
Oh,
to make
interesting.
her more on Xander, even though Xander's not an intellectual by any means, right? But to make her a little bit more obtainable for him. Does that make sense, Xander?
It makes sense what you're saying.
Okay.
I don't know if I buy it, but I'm hearing you and am open to continuing to watch that.
Well, we only got a couple more episodes, so
Okay. Well, fair.
so we shall
But
see.
we shall see. But I don't know. I mean, she still seems to be rather popular. She's still a cheerleader. She's still, whatever, but
Well, I mean, it's she still does have some, like, the dresses she was wearing in this episode were nice, but they, you know, kind of always made sure she had a little sweater thing tied around her neck. Or maybe
little
she just
bad
had some weird skin condition during this season and they wanted to cover it up. I don't know.
Interesting theories. Okay, another thing that was pretty funny is library jail comes in handy
Hello.
once again.
I was literally just going to say something about that.
Locked them all up in library jail.
And they're all just, they just look confused. Nobody's going, dude, he ain't locking me in this cage. They're all just like,
Yeah.
okay, we'll go into
Okay,
the cage.
I guess if one of us
Boo,
becomes a
boo,
fish guy, we'll just
boo.
kind of just all be here.
Yes. I'm like, man, that cage is really
Yes. It's
handy.
library jail.
Yes. Where they make students read the, what is it,
The
the
Aeneid.
Aeneid? The
Wow, interesting pick.
I was gonna go say the Iliad and the Odyssey, but those were actually kind of interesting.
Agreed.
Where I would
Agreed.
balk at having to read the Aeneid.
Yeah, the Iliad and the Odyssey, were they both Homer, and was the
Yes.
Aeneid Virgil?
Was it Virgil? I think so. I don't know. We could look it up, but I don't.
I think so. I don't think I've read the Aeneid.
The
Sorry, Virgil.
Aeneid.
It is by
It is
Virgil.
by Virgil, yep. The Latin epic poem.
I might need to do that. Might need to get that on the list.
Well,
Feels like a miss.
you've read quite a bit of older literature that I have avoided.
Well, I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know if it happens.
In this episode, we got a little theme going here where Xander saves Buffy once again from a watery grave.
Which I don't know how shallow this watery grave was, but that was one heck of a blast off
Yeah, no shit.
that
And
Buffy did jettison herself.
was Xander able to pull her up when they got fish monsters hanging on her feet?
I have no idea. Oh,
I miss.
it's all the steam room time,
Oh,
Tori.
that's
It's the
right. He'd
steam
been,
room
yep,
time.
that's right. He'd been on steroids. He was on the steroids.
Okay. This episode ranks pretty low for me. But
Yeah.
I will keep in mind I liked the idea of those inner demons getting out and Buffy having the connection to knowing that they were free to frolic in the sea.
Yeah. I think Field's interpretation is the maybe only saving grace of this
Yes.
particular episode.
Yes, I give it 1 star.
Yeah, it is not an episode that slays.
No. Agreed. Agreed.
All right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to do the next two episodes together. It's Becoming Part One and Part Two.
Okay,
And
becoming what?
you will find out.
Oh,
Wrapping up
okay.
season two.
Very exciting. Stay tuned, people.
Yes. So all that's left now is to say goodbye.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Wallowing in the Shallows is created and produced by the both of us. Edited by Mo. The soundtrack for the Wallowing in the Shallows Buffy the Vampire Slayer Season 2 Rewatch is Apache Rock Instrumental by Sound Atelier, available on Jamendo.com. You can send us feedback at witstvpod@gmail.com. That's WITSTVPOD@gmail.com.
Subscribe
and subscribe
and subscribe.
Subscribe.
Hit that subscribe button.
Like and subscribe.